I think Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan insider here on the Huge Radio Network. He's standing by live. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Billy. Doing great, buddy.
Yeah, that was a tough one to watch. Then you thought, you know what, they're going to come back and steal this. And as I mentioned, those four home losses have loomed so big. If they just have two of them back, they're right there in the Big Ten title hunt.
Yeah, they've given too many games away this year, and this could be a team, when they're at their best and when they're healthy, that could compete for a Big Ten championship. We've seen the ceiling. We saw it in the five-game winning streak that they had in the Big Ten. We saw it, obviously, at the beginning of the year when they played in the Bahamas and they won the tournament at Atlantis and some of the road games that they were winning, or some of the neutral site games they were winning. So it's unfortunate, but you got to still find a way to win a couple of those games at home, even if you don't have a player or two. And last night was another example. They fell behind early, and that's the one thing that I wrote in my pregame column, Bill, is that you cannot fall behind to Wisconsin and play catch-up against these guys because they take the air out of the ball in every possession. They're taking shots late in the clock. When you got a guy going off like Demetri Trice, then you're in trouble. That guy goes off for 26, 28 points, and he was a 9-point-per-game scorer. So it did hurt not having Eli Brooks out there, but Jawan Howard made a mistake in playing big and trying to counter with his big lineup. I think that he understood that. He realized that afterwards, and he said, that was my fault. I did not have these guys prepared. And it was evident from the get-go that they were switching. Wisconsin was switching until they got the matchup they liked, and that was a lot of them against that big lineup that Michigan had on the floor. Then they got to the rim, plus they shot the lights out, had a lot of great open looks. So disappointing loss at home, and certainly not a season ender or anything like that, not devastating to Michigan's NCAA tournament chances. I think ESPN and Athletic both have Michigan in no matter what happens here the rest of the way. But as far as seeding goes, it's a disappointing one to lose your fourth game in the conference at home.
Man, Teske's up and down play really has shocked me this year, Chris. It has. Yep.
I don't get it, and I think I've said this before. I think they're asking him to do some things that he can't do, and I think the last four or five games, their first possession was dump it inside, and he's got this little half hook where he's getting kind of run out of the lane by somebody who's got a little bit more leverage on him. He's a big kid, and he's just not getting close enough to the rim, and when he does, he's off balance. And it seems to me they're trying to get his confidence up, but when he misses that first shot, his confidence actually goes down. This is not a way that he's played here for several years. And we used to ask John Beilein about that, and he'd say, you know, we've done that. We've tried it in practice. It's not his forte, so we're not going to continue to do that. Now, John did have some success against smaller centers earlier in the year and against less talented centers, but when you get in the Big Ten, when these guys are strong and these guys are elite, then you're going to have an issue. So I don't think that's his game. We'll see how often they try to go to him in that respect down the stretch, but they found another guy in Austin Davis who's pretty good at it. So you would hope that, like I said, Jawan Howard still continuing to figure things out, and you hope that's the direction they'll go in the future.
Yeah, and I give Howard a lot of credit. He's honest about his mistakes. He praises when he has to. He'll call people out. He disciplined Simpson for the off-the-court incident. And for a guy navigating his first year, and Jerry Palm at CBSSports.com, bracketologist, even with the loss last night, he still has Michigan as a 7 seed. In the NCAA tournament, and Michigan's just in a spot where you knew the finish was going to be tough, and they're playing for Big Ten and NCAA tournament seeding the rest of the way.
Yep, they are. And like you said, it's disappointing, man, because if they'd been healthy, if Isaiah Livers hadn't gotten hurt, if Eli Brooks hadn't gotten hurt last night, he would have made a huge difference last night, and I don't think anybody would dispute that. He's been literally their best defender this year. Juwan talked about that in the postgame last night, too. He said, you look at Xavier Simpson getting all the accolades. He said, I would argue that Eli Brooks has been our best defender, and that's a guy who has done a great job on guys like Demetri Trice and not letting them get looks. And they just had a funky lineup out there. They had to go big. They don't have another guard. They are lacking at the guard position because of the early departure of Jordan Poole, because a guy like Adrian Nunez just isn't ready to play at this level. They played 3 minutes last night, and they just can't play him. So, and what he did say was, he said, I thought about going small early. I couldn't afford to get David DeJulius and Xavier Simpson in foul trouble at the same time. Which I understand somewhat, but they used that small guard lineup when they played at Nebraska, for example, earlier in the year when Xavier Simpson was out. So I thought that was something that they should have done earlier. They were getting torched. You can't give up those looks to that Wisconsin team and and fall behind, and that's exactly what happened. But I think in the future, you'll see him learn from that. Like you said, he's a first-year head coach. He could be a great coach, but you know, there's still going to be some learning curves for any first-time coach.
Yeah, it's interesting. Moving from basketball to Michigan football, is looking at the Wolverine.com, and I'm watching Shea Patterson run like a 4.6 40, and I'm thinking, why didn't he run more when he was quarterback, right?
I'm telling you, yeah, and there were times, man, in that read option.
I know,
there were,
buddy.
So many times that he didn't pull, and you thought, okay, why is he not pulling the ball more? Are you wondering, is he worried about getting hurt? Now, to be fair, he got hurt on the first play of the game of the season this year, and so maybe they were protecting him a little bit. It was clear that he was their best option at quarterback, at least the last year. So, but there were every time he seemed to do it, it seemed to work, right? I go to the Michigan State game. I look at Ohio State. I look at some of those games where he pulled it and made huge plays with his feet. So it is what it is, man. It's hindsight now, but you wonder. And then you look at a guy like Dylan McCaffrey, who almost runs too much, you know. So it's going to be interesting to see how that quarterback battle plays out. Everything we've heard, Bill, those two guys are going at it. It's a friendly war, but it's a war. Joe Milton and Dylan McCaffrey both really want that job, and they are really going out of their way to go the extra mile.
Yeah, looking at the combine, Donovan Peoples-Jones nearly set a combine record with a 44.5 broad jump. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
and he ran a 4.48. But then Charles Davis said, this guy is an athlete. I'm reading from the Wolverine.com, talking about Donovan Peoples-Jones, but is an enigma in terms of production. He's already blowing up things here. But the key will be come game time. We knew that Donovan Peoples-Jones was an athlete. We knew the athletes that have gone through the Big House under Harbaugh. And it's either their motivation or the lack of proper use by Harbaugh and his staff on why these athletes were never allowed to flourish over the last 5 years.
I'll say that Donovan Peoples-Jones spent a lot of time out of practice over the last several years. And, you know, the only way to get better at route running and things like that.
Was he hurt or just taking time off himself?
Yeah, I think it was injury is how it was explained, you know. But, I mean, there was even a time when he was talking about, you know, hey, maybe I won't play my junior year. And he was calling NFL receivers and asking them if he should shut it down. That's not getting yourself mentally ready for college football, man. You can't do that. If he had Ronnie Bell's work ethic, and I'll say it, if he had Ronnie Bell's work ethic and desire, I think he could have been an elite receiver here. That's my opinion. And I don't think he ever reached he never got there for whatever reason. The only times we saw him really excel, when you could tell he was really, really motivated, were in those Michigan State games, you know. And I said, and I ticked some people off, I likened it to Maurice Taylor back in the day in the 1990s, where a guy that had all the talent in the world, but you only saw it when he was playing rivals or in a couple big games, and then he went on to a nice career in the NFL or NBA. So you're hoping that maybe that'll happen for Donovan Peoples-Jones. But man, a guy that never had a 100-yard receiving game in Michigan. Think about that. And last year, I think he had 453 or 463 yards receiving. That's ridiculous for a guy with that kind of physical ability.
Yeah, I just remember Peppers getting to run the ball like crazy against a dog team like Rutgers, and then two big games at Iowa and at Ohio State, barely played on offense. Don't get me going.
Yeah.
Don't get me going on the athletes and the way they've been used. And again, you know, you can blame the coaches, but then how many of those offensive guys are becoming NFL stars, though, on the flip side, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You and I have talked about that, and it's just these are the best players to have played at Michigan, and Jabril Peppers has bounced around a little bit, and, you know, they just haven't had it in the quarterback position. You and I will talk about that again. You know, they haven't had that elite quarterback play that, if you look in the playoffs, man, what do those teams have in common? They generally have elite quarterback play or elite skill position play, running backs, whatever. Michigan has not had that for far too long. They get to go out and somehow either develop those guys, find them and develop them, or find some guys that and recruit those guys that can fill those needs.
Well, you can look at LSU with Burrow this year and his receivers and his running game. You can look at Alabama and their long laundry list of running backs and receivers that They've had same thing with Clemson. You can look at Ohio State and the running backs and receivers and QBs that they've had. Oklahoma. I mean, we can play the list of the teams who mostly appear in the college football playoff or in BCS old school championship games, and it's teams loaded with skill position studs. Bottom line.
Yep, exactly. Yep, flat out, and sometimes elite line play as well on top of it.
Yes.
And if you look at Ohio State's offensive line this year, so Michigan's got a ways to go. They're firmly, I think, on the cusp of being a top 10 program, but to get into that top 5, Bill, the way that those schools are recruiting now, it's really hard, and that's what college football's become. It's you know, you remember, I almost liken it to women's basketball, where it's really, really hard to bust into that upper echelon of programs. You can be good, but to be really good and elite, to be great and elite, man, there are only 5 or 6 that are doing it right now. And in my opinion, it's kind of ruining college football, unless you're, I guess you're one of those 5 or 6 teams, but just not as fun to watch, and it's almost become a monopoly among those top schools.
You can follow Michigan basketball. You can follow the Wolverines at the NFL Combine down in Indy, and more. Everything Michigan Athletics at thewolverine.com. Chris Ballas, Wolverine Insider, joining us on the Metro Health University of Michigan Health Sports Medicine guest line. My friend, enjoy the weekend. We'll talk soon.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Bill.
All right, Chris Ballas joining us on this Ask Anything Friday.